In this bulletin, another night of fury in the United States as protests intensify over the death of George Floyd. Two astronauts heading to the International Space Station in the world's first private space flight. And the Canberra Raiders defeat the Melbourne Storm 22-6. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Police in the United States have used tear gas and rubber bullets as anger about the death of George Floyd intensifies. The African-American man died in police custody after an officer knelt on his neck for more than 8 minutes. Demonstrations have taken place in at least 30 cities, with curfews imposed in several cities, including Minneapolis, Atlanta, and Los Angeles. The governor of Minnesota, where the protests first started, has deployed 13,000 members of the National Guard. Footage from a protest in New York shows a police vehicle moving through a crowd of demonstrators that had tried to barricade the vehicle. This protester in New York says she's furious about the deaths of African Americans in police custody.
I'm tired of my black men and my black women being shot, being killed by the NYPD.
Attorney General Christian Porter is refusing to apologise for the Robodebt program that mistakenly demanded thousands of Australians pay back welfare benefits. On Friday, the federal government stated it would refund more than $720 million for more than 450,000 welfare debts. Mr Porter, who was the Minister for Social Services while the scheme was in place, told the ABC he would not apologise due to ongoing lawsuits against the government. He insists that saying sorry would imply negligence that occurred, which the government denies. Labor's government services spokesman Bill Shorten says Scott Morrison is among those who need to be held to account for Robodebt.
When Robodebt was rolled out with no human oversight, an unlawful scheme, the current Prime Minister was the then Treasurer, chasing innocent Australians for debts they never owed. At the core of this Robodebt scandal has been unlawful government action which has caused untold hardship and distress. It's the hardship and distress which this government doesn't want to apologise for.
Victoria has recorded 6 new cases of COVID-19, with 2 of the new infections linked to a family outbreak in Keilor Downs in Melbourne's northwest. A total of 13 people are now infected in that cluster. Another outbreak at a hotel being used for hotel quarantine has risen to 7 after another security guard at the hotel in Melbourne's central business district tested positive. Victoria's Health Minister, Jenny Markakos, says there are currently 70 active cases of coronavirus in Victoria.
We obviously have some concerns about what might be happening in the Keilor Downs area. It's possible that there might be community transmission in that community that hasn't been established to date, but we have established a new pop-up screening clinic for that community.
New South Wales has reported 3 new cases who are all returned travellers in hotel quarantine. The United States has successfully sent 2 astronauts on the first privately owned space flight in history, signalling a new era in space travel. It was the 2nd launch attempt by NASA and billionaire Elon Musk's SpaceX company, after the first was cancelled due to thunderstorms. Despite stormy conditions persisting, the astronauts reached orbit and are now on their way to the International Space Station. NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine says the event is a moment of unity in a divided US.
Maybe there's an opportunity here for America to maybe pause and look up and see a bright, shiny moment of hope and what the future looks like, that the United States of America can do extraordinary things even in difficult times.
In rugby league, the Canberra Raiders co-captain Josh Hodgson says his side is thrilled to have maintained its winning streak against the Melbourne Storm. The Raiders defeated the Storm 22-6 in Melbourne to chalk up 3 successive wins. Hodgson told Fox Sports the Raiders knew that 3 in a row in Melbourne would be quite a challenge.
It was a fantastic win from the boys. We really spoke about how hard it is to win down here. We know we did it a couple of times last year, and we knew how Melbourne would be flying out the blocks to try and get off to a good start and also get some revenge down here.
Well, now the weather across Australia for Monday. Perth partly cloudy and 21 degrees. Adelaide showers easing, 14. Melbourne a shower or two and 14 degrees. Mostly sunny for Hobart, 14. Canberra showers developing and 13. Wollongong a possible shower, 21. Sydney similar, 22 degrees. Newcastle a shower or two, 22. Brisbane mostly sunny, 26. Cairns a possible shower, 28. And Darwin a sunny day and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett and this is SBS News.